Do achy, stiff joints slow you down? Would you like to put some of the cushion back in your joints and cartilage? Would you like to clinically reduce everyday joint aches and pains? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and if you answered yes, then good news. Our friends at Purity Products want to send you a bottle of their legendary Ultimate HA joint formula for just $9. Ultimate HA features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping you to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin, and people say they look better too. Just a few capsules a day, and you deliver powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissue. So call 1-800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9, and you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're offering you an update on CBD. You know, it's a subject we talk about frequently here, but the developments are so fast and furious in this field, and the public fascination with this rapidly emerging supplement is such that I feel it's incumbent on me to pass along information from the very best sources about CBD. For many of you who are, you know, neophytes, you're beginning to explore the potential benefits of CBD. What's it good for, Stuart?
Well, the lowest hanging fruit is anxiety and stress. That seems to be the thing that most people that are difficult, they don't respond to stress the way that they used to or the way that they'd like to. That's where most people can start. We also find people that have pain in their back, pain in their knees and in their feet, seem to be very comfortable to use our highest concentration gold topical. When you talk about where's the first place to start, let's start with the most conservative person who's hearing this and says, I like the concept, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Topically, our gold balm is our number two selling. It's the second best selling product in the whole company, our topical balm. And so let's say you've got horrible back pain and you rub the gold balm right onto that area. There are cannabinoid receptors in your skin and nerve receptors and what are called the TRPV receptors. And so the topical gold balm behaves like topical lidocaine. And it's totally natural and it can help with pain and swelling for hours and hours and hours. So that's always a very good way, and I've seen this in our sales, for example. You're going to see our gold balm show up in a large store here very soon. Big end caps of it everywhere. Okay. So that's the market speaking that the average person...
So this is available in health food stores. I mean, in the past, I used to say to people, you know, get it online. Go to pluscbdoil.com and purchase it online. But now, in all states, all 50 states, or are there some local ordinances that preclude its use in certain areas?
I mean, even in the few areas that have some debate, it's selling like wildfire.
Okay.
So that's the thing that's interesting. All the local stores in New York have it,
right.
And we do want you to support the local businesses. So whether it's
Wilner Chemist is one of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My friends, Westerly's, you know, they're also extraordinary too. But check your local independent health food store, because that's part of the magic of this, is that it's real at the cash register.
Okay. And, you know, and the more demand there will be, the more research we can undertake, and the more you can continue refining your approach to CBD manufacturing and distribution as the biggest company in the marketplace. Okay, so when it comes to sleep, that's a big category. What are the studies saying?
Well, there are only anecdotal reports, except if you go to PubMed.gov, type in Shannon, Scott Shannon, or just type in cannabidiol and sleep, you'll be able to find a large case series with over 70 people. It's an open access paper, so you don't have to pay for it. It's early research, and it's showing that the product seems to be quite effective for subjective social anxiety disorder and for sleep. Now, sleep is tricky. As you know, sleep is very tricky because we're not sleeping as much as we should. And some people may find that if they take CBD from hemp, that it's better during the day mm-hmm. because of its effect on the serotonin receptor, and then they can sleep more restfully at night, while some people find a little bit right before they go to bed makes all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that
it does for me, what I just said. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But some people don't get that response. So the personal empowerment, if they're one of your patients, you tell them they feel comfortable. But when we're flipping the script on people and telling them you get to be the master, you can report back to the doctor and tell her or him whether or not you're sleeping better. I think that alone is making people a little reticent. Don't you think it's going to take some time before people get comfortable with the fact that they will know if they've had enough hemp extract? We're not conditioned like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not with medicine. We want prescriptions. So anyway, I think there's a big transition going on with personal empowerment.
Indeed. So if you go to pluscbdoil.com, there are a variety of options there, and it actually took me a while to figure this out. But it's really pretty simple, and I think you can boil it down for us. If you buy the gel caps, which contain the product, you know, which we'll call CBD oil, but it's actually a mixture of compounds. There's a brown product. It's the raw extract. There's a green product, which is the activated extract formula, and it's a little higher dosage. And then there's the gold. The gold is what you're talking about when we're talking about pain, because it's very potent, and it's pure extract of CBD. If correct me if I'm wrong. So how do you know which one to try? I mean, is it like throwing darts at a dartboard, or is there a logic to this?
Well, the logic is rooted in the science, and that's where it sometimes doesn't always stick. So we'll give it a try. There are many, many different cannabinoids. CBD is one of 100 different cannabinoids. What we're learning about these compounds is the structure influences their function dramatically, meaning slight changes to the structure can have huge impact on the effect. So most people start with that red raw extract, that raw extract formula, because
the label is actually reddish brown, just to be clear with you. I read it as brown, but maybe I'm partially
colorblind. It's on the darker brown side, but still we tried it. It was to give you the indication, kind of blood, body, raw. And I did not know this before because I had no familiarity with cannabis 5 years ago from a scientific standpoint. I did not know that a raw hemp extract, that the CBD has yet to be activated.
Mm-hmm.
And in its natural raw state, it behaves like a hemp aspirin, like a aspirin alternative superfood without the ulcerogenicity and stomach bleeding. Mm-hmm. So many people take 2 to 3 of the raw formula or take the drops. Now we have a topical in that same red label. Now this is interesting. CBDA, the acid form, appears to be better for eczema and psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to use this red product for inflammation.
If you have inflammation on, so in other words, if you have pain, you do the gold topical, but you might use the red topical if you have a superficial skin problem.
Yes, bingo. And if you take the raw product, now this is interesting, CBDA has about 100-fold binding affinity for the 5-HT1A serotonin receptors in the gut.
Oh.
The raw product, anticipatory nausea, motion sickness, morning sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I said it's 1% cannabinoids and 99% plant material.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of the soup of the fiber and the seeds and the shells and all the green stuff, it's a prebiotic. It's a prebiotic superfood. Mm-hmm. And if you think of the relationship of the neurons to the friendly bacteria in the gut for that gut-brain communication, this is the grounding product to help to resolve inflammatory deficits globally. And it behaves mainly in the periphery. The red raw product does not cross the blood-brain barrier very much.
Okay, so if a sleep anxiety, it's not going to do that much for you. And, I'll tell you this, the way I take it is I take, on a daily basis, I take a couple of capsules of the red for just general anti-inflammatory purposes because, I'm 66, I exercise, I can be a little achy and sore, so I want to bring down that inflammation, prevent arthritis. And then for you know, for sleep or for, you know, anxiety. Maybe I'm a little bit wound up. I've got a big, you know, day ahead the next day, or I have a lecture and I'm all, you know, trying to wind down at night. I might take a gold capsule, because that's more for the brain. Am I on the right track there?
You are absolutely figuring it out. I've heard that from Dr. Hector Lopez and our other medical advisors. If you have, central sensitization, you would use the same regime. You'd use your raw CBDA to modify the COX-2 inflammatory pathway, mm-hmm. but you would want the gold because it's the highest concentration, and by the time you turn it into the gold, the product itself is 50% fatty acids. Not just the olive oil that we add to it, but the fatty acids from the seeds, mm-hmm. making the gold the fastest acting with the greatest bioavailability. Fat is the carrier of mm-hmm. choice for cannabinoids.
Okay. And that leaves the green formula. And is there a specific role for the green formula?
Yeah, the green formula and the red formula, people that practice the religion of nutrition, and I'm not meaning that in a denigrating way,
yeah.
right? The idea that the intelligence of nature cannot be surpassed by humans. But fine, here's the whole plant, activated or raw. Now, when you activate it, the CBDA turns into CBD. The term is called decarboxylation. It breaks off mm-hmm. the carboxylic acid group. Now the cannabidiol CBD can traverse the blood-brain barrier, and this is very important, mm-hmm. where it indirectly modifies cannabinoid receptor activity. Mm-hmm. Not directly, indirectly. Now for stress, CBD is a beautiful fit for the serotonin receptor, mm-hmm. the same receptor we use for people that are depressed. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's great about the green product is it helps to modulate the GABA receptor. So it increases endogenous GABA binding, also reducing anxiety and stress. And
Like theanine would do that too.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. That's because people often compare CBD to theanine and THC to caffeine, the idea of the gas mm-hmm. and the break, mm-hmm. right, in nature. Now, it takes 10 kilos of green to make 3 kilos of that gold.
Oh.
So if you're dealing with treatment-resistant conditions, I want you to think super concentrated mm-hmm. fish oil, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Highly concentrated EPA and DHA would be the gold formula mm-hmm. that has the highest bioavailability, the best effect for pain. Now, for pain,
right.
it can help you forget
right.
that you're in as much pain, and it can modify the mu opioid receptor, and people that have addictions create these heterodimers between the opioid and cannabinoid receptor, and mm-hmm. CBD can help straighten that out and kind of bring mm-hmm. back this normal. Also, it can dampen dopaminergic signaling, so people are using it for addiction as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the potentials of marijuana-based products, is the potential for patients with PTSD or with severe pain condition or opioid dependency is to reduce our dependency on these addicting drugs, by getting people to, you know, maybe reduce their, dependency on the medications, use a little bit of CBD as kind of a hamburger helper for the medications they're trying to wean off of.
Well, that's a perfect term. Hamburger helper is perfect because you will know, going back to personal empowerment, let's say you take benzodiazepines every day and you know how you feel without them. Trust me, you'll know how you feel with the plus CBD oil. And so I just want people to trust that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, have a conversation with your healthcare provider. Don't do this alone.
Right.
You can learn from us, but march into your doctor's office, ask
tool.
Her, ask
It's a weaning
him.
Tool. It's a tool that will help patients gradually. And you have to do this gradually. And I've done this with some patients. It's very gradually. I had a patient who came in a few years back, and she was on 7 Ativans a day. You know, there was a time when
wow.
doctors would tell patients, it's perfectly fine to take as much as you need of this. It's not addictive. And that's actually the way the drug detail men sometimes told, you know, approach the doctors, just as now
wow.
with the fentanyl crisis. They said, this is a great drug. It's great for anxiety. There's no addiction potential. She was hooked on 7 milligrams of Ativan daily. And for our listening audience, you know, if I were to take a half an Ativan right now, I don't think I'd complete the interview. You know, I'd just be like, you know, I'd be gone. But anyway, so once you just become, you become tolerant and you require higher and higher doses. So anyway, it was really a task to get her off that. And now with CBD, she's managed to dramatically, you know, she's off her benzodiazepines. So it took a while. And for the first few years, we didn't really have CBD on the market. It was only in the latter part of her withdrawal that we were, but it took literally years and years to taper. So we have a question about because I have a particular interest in inflammatory bowel disease. And so with patients who have ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, or very bad IBS, for example, I want both effects. I want an anti-inflammatory effect, but I also want, a pain relieving effect. A bit of a sedating effect, maybe an antispasmodic effect. Is the green product appropriate for that, or?
I would use the raw and the gold, just from what I've heard from our doctors.
Okay.
What's being siphoned back to me when we do the doctor shows, because there's only four papers on PubMed.
Okay.
So the raw gives you that COX-2 modification.
Right.
But then you get all of these further upstream signals with the CBD gold because of its it becomes biphasic. At a higher concentration. So cannabinoids at a mid macromolar do different things than at a micromolar amount.
Okay. So what, any particular niche for the green products at all?
Well, I think the green product, because it's a spray and it's so convenient, you can throw it in your purse.
Yeah, there's a picture of a bottle of it, and I actually have a sample of the green product in a bottle. So that is available.
Well, we have a capsule. Yeah, we have a capsule. We have a capsule as well.
Okay.
But the spray is the most popular.
Okay.
That's how we started the whole company.
Okay.
And the little spray, people keep that in their purse or in their pocket, in their briefcase, because Dr. Shannon at the Wellness Center in Colorado used that spray with patients, and he just gave it to them and said, here, when you're anxious, take a little bit of it as need be.
Okay.
So that adds some sort of in the moment to it as well. So that's what the spray is for. And the capsule would be convenient.
And there's almost
always
a little bit
convenient.
Of a ritualistic thing about that is you want like fast relief. And, you know, as you apply that, you know, you can almost train yourself to get a relaxation response.
Oh, that placebo effect is effective.
We want to invoke that. We actually really want to bring that into play.
Yes,
you know,
yes
so,
we do.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I'm getting a better sense of the products. So there's topical, there's sprays. Is there liposomal? I've heard of liposomal, CBD. Is that in your product lineup?
Well, we've done that already. The issue is just because you can increase bioavailability in a cell study doesn't necessarily mean that it translates into some human outcome.
So
it's like the krill oil issue.
Yeah, you're not big on that.
Well, no, I think there's a lot of marketing there.
Okay. I mean, everybody's looking for an angle. What about vaping?
Right.
What about vaping is being popularized. It gets to the brain very quickly via the olfactory nerves and through the lungs. I mean, just like, you know, when you smoke a joint, it kind of gets to your brain faster than if you have a marijuana brownie.
You're 100% right. We did discontinue our purified vape oil line because we are a publicly traded company and we're already dealing with FDA on the hemp issue.
Okay.
But I would say this is important. If you're an athlete out there and you need to not fail a drug test, the World Anti-Doping Agency, they approved pure CBD.
Yeah.
Isolated CBD. You won't test positive with that.
Right.
Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Isolated CBD is an active pharmaceutical ingredient.
Yeah.
So even though World Anti-Doping approved it, you can't take it. They're worried about the 500 other compounds that could be a trace amount of THC. So we're off on the vaping right now. Now, I see in the future, vaping might help people get off of combustion cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see for that.
And you're not concerned about, you know, the residues of heated materials going into the lungs or heavy metals coming from the vaping devices?
Well, of course. No, of course. But when I looked at the harm reduction from just a purely public health
from
standpoint.
From cigarettes to that, it's a vast improvement. Okay.
800 degrees of hydrocarbons to 200 degrees, I'll take that, you know, gamble. Now, obviously, the other things in there, right, the polyethylene glycol, all the other garbage, that stuff,
flavorings,
that could all be horrible.
Yeah, and a lot of kids are using CBD that they get in head shops because it is available and it's got like strawberry flavoring. And I just worry about some of those chemical compounds, because they're all artificial flavors. It's not exactly wild strawberry extract. It's a chemical flavoring, and you heat that up, you inhale that in your lungs, you can get popcorn lung.
You're totally. You want to avoid that at all costs. So I would say for kids, younger people, get your parents involved. Get your parent involved in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bring some plus CBD oil to your doctor and say, hey, can we try this instead of some, you know, other behavioral right. modification? See what the doctor says.
And you know what? And I got to say, I mean, this is kind of marijuana for kids. I'm really against, and that may sound hypocritical because I'm from the flower child hippie generation, you know. And yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you're right.
I did inhale, but you know, at least I waited a respectable amount of time for brain development to occur, and I, you know, actually had my intellect fairly intact. At least I hope so. By the time I started smoking at the age of 18. But CBD actually has potential for certain childhood disorders. I'm not saying, you know, willy-nilly, you know, if your child is misbehaving or something, you know, give them a CBD to sedate them, you know, like you might give tranquilizers to your pet cat or dog. But there is a potential in addressing behavioral problems in a more benign way than using some of these really powerful drugs that we use for kids, you know, psychiatric and behavioral problems.
I couldn't agree more. People are suggesting that CBD is antipsychotic and that it's really the master of polypharmacy. There's a great book called The Medicinal Power of Cannabis by John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. He passed away a few years ago, was a friend and mentor to me. He was a pediatrician. He used the little green spray, our 100-milligram spray. It cost $22. Mm-hmm. He would call me up on the phone and say, Stuart, Dr. Hicks, you're giving too much CBD. What are you talking about, Doc? You only need two sprays.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving people
so less is
20
more.
Milligrams.
Less is more.
He said, Stuart,
yeah.
Especially for kids,
yeah.
Because it's a subtle shift in that endocannabinoid signaling, mm-hmm. which is interacting with neurotransmission, mm-hmm. for crying out loud. It's mm-hmm. a sticky lipid that dampens neurotransmission. So you might only need a little bit to modify all the aberrant electrical signals. Now, if it's crazy electrical mm-hmm. signals like epilepsy,
mm-hmm.
you're going to need 20 milligrams per kg.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Got to know how to use the toolkit.
Which is massive. Just one other issue. I ran into someone at, and you were at this conference as well here in New York. I didn't have much FaceTime with you, unfortunately, because I was so busy. I was giving a talk and I was on a panel and talking to a million people. But somebody was talking about a genetic test which could predict the likelihood of good response to CBD. Is that a bridge too far, or is that something that is being worked on?
Okay, I don't know if it's a bridge too far. However, it may be a little bit of aspirational thinking,
okay.
And here's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are SNPs that have been identified
yeah.
that you can test for. You can take your 23andMe data. If you look up the professor of pot, .com. He has a website with a bunch of genetic information.
Okay.
So they've identified a few SNPs that are involved in the transportation
mm-hmm.
of these cannabinoids, some rate-limiting factors. So we may be able to figure out, for example, someone who's more likely to test positive on a drug test,
yeah.
someone that's more likely to have a negative reaction to THC,
mm-hmm.
those people, it might be a clear green light indication that hemp CBD would be better.
Okay.
For example.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's going to be the first part,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we're ever going to be able to take the SNPs in general
yeah, yeah.
and translate dosage from that.
And apropos, there is a drug interaction potential for marijuana and possibly for CBD. CBD works on the cytochrome P450 system, which has to do with either amping up the potency of drugs or reducing the potency of medications. Should you check with your doctor or pharmacist if you're taking, say, multiple medications before you take CBD? Is that an absolute contraindication, or is it a yellow light or a caution?
Well, I think it should be something we should be aware of, and then to understand if it's treatment-resistant epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hoffman said it was crystal clear. CBD induces cytochrome P450, and as a result, clobazam, one of the other anti-epileptic drugs, will take a long time to be metabolized.
Mm-hmm.
So the criticism of Epidiolex's model is,
yeah.
was it the CBD that was doing it, or was it the clobazam, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
very,
very interesting way to sort of tease out that signal-to-noise ratio.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we are on the precipice of really figuring this stuff out. So let's pay close attention to PubMed. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing I like to do on the shows now. Follow it on PubMed.gov mm-hmm. and the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Are you getting updates from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable?
Me? No.
Yeah.
Well, you'll pass
them along.
Okay,
so if you sign up.
Yeah.
I'm going to. So everybody, please sign up for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. U.S. Hemp Roundtable. That way you get all the news on what's happening. But I want to further answer your question about the drug-to-drug interaction, okay? Because I'm not overlooking it. We've sold 1 million bottles. We've looked at all of our adverse event reporting. We don't have drug-to-drug interaction adverse events.
Okay.
The reason being, 15 milligrams of
using such a low dose, yeah.
Right, as opposed to 1,400 milligrams.
Yes, yes, exactly.
There's the issue with P450. It's
right.
Like grapefruit juice is a potential,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That's far more potent than what we're talking about this interaction
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so in other words, I mean, people are very cautious, and they say, well, I get 1 million questions, like I'm taking this drug, that drug, the other drug, and they say, can I take CBD? And I think the general answer is that it's such a relatively low dose.
Yes.
And if something, you feel that you're experiencing some sort of effect, you know, check with your physician to see if there's a potential interference. I think that's probably the safe route. So,
and to call us, I hate to speak over you, and to call us immediately. If
yes.
you ever have a side effect, listen,
okay.
this is a publicly traded life science pharmaceutical
right.
company. So we have scientists in the laboratory and an MD. If someone complains that they've had a tummy ache or a side effect and it sounds bad, we'll have a doctor call you back.
Okay. And it's a big company and you know hundreds of millions of dollars in assets.
Yes.
They're undertaking multiple research projects. And, you know, we'll have you back on, Stuart, because I know that the research is coming fast and furious. And I know that by the time we speak to you next, we'll have a lot more information about this. And congratulations, because I think you've really landed in a great place in the nutraceutical industry, a very exciting place, because I think CBD has huge potential and is going to really help a lot of people. So once again, pluscbdoil.com is the website, and where people can find a lot of information there, correct?
They can. And follow us on Facebook. We have a ton of information on Facebook. And just one quick little personal story,
sure.
Doctor.
Please, yeah.
I was at a retirement party in Atlanta, Georgia, the other day for one of our natural product brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a store in Savannah, Georgia called Brighter Day
mm-hmm.
that's run by Peter Broadhead and his wife. Her name is escaping me at this moment, but the Broadheads. And they walked up to me. I've known Peter for years. And he said, I love your Dr. Ronald Hoffman interview.
Okay.
I said, really?
Right, yeah.
He said, yeah, I'm making copies of it. I'm giving it out to everybody. So there could be some copyright violations going on there,
no,
Doc?
Go for it. Absolutely.
Okay, but he's giving it out to everybody. So I want to just thank Peter Broadhead in Savannah, Georgia, for being a hot spot of true intellectual information. He loves to know about intelligent medicine.
Well, we always bring out the best in one another, Stuart. You're always the go-to guy on a wide variety of subjects, and I'm really glad that you're now hyper-focused on CBD. Congratulations again. Keep getting the word out, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
I am Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.